And thanks to the help you get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we'll keep it running for you. If you need to bring in your vehicle, car, truck, van to your favorite dealer, or your favorite shop, you need to get some service and you wonder what the heck's wrong with it. Call us or text us. Dan Burns is in from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan. It's a nice day to wash your car.
It's a great idea to wash your car.
Yeah.
It might be the last day to wash your car.
Yes, we're going to be doing that today on Sandy's vehicle.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this week we could see the change of things in business as people gear up for winter and do that. It is time to get your snow tires on and get your car ready for winter and get it all tuned up. So
absolutely. In fact, we have, as I mentioned on the show last week, I've saved some text messages that we did not get to from last week. So if you have any kind of a car care question, you want to talk to Dan, or you can text it. Same number applies either for your phone call or your text message, 651-989-9226. We've already got, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Dan is first up here. He's been waiting on the phone already. Dan, what's your question for Dan?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. I have a 99 Chevy Tahoe. Has, I believe, a 5.7 liter engine in it. And a fuel pump question. I put a brand new one in from the good old Napa people, and I've talked to several mechanics, had it tested, and they say I still have a fuel delivery problem, not a fuel filter, but they said that these are notorious for having to actually have a original equipment. I don't know if it's, I know the word Delco, but they said a Delray or a Delphi from the dealership where you'd need to put that in because it's such a persnickety engine that needs that fuel pressure. And they said that the one I put in, again, from the reputable Napa, was not adequate for, and I have to go to a dealership directly. Second thing I'm going to do today as I head north up to Mora is swing by good old U Pull Our Parts and probably yank a fuel pump out of that, saving the half a grand or $500 retail cost of that fuel pump. Do you know of anything on that particular problem?
We haven't had any trouble with the Napa brand. That I think if that one you installed failed, that's too bad. I'm sorry about that. You'll have to do it over again. But one thing that you shouldn't also know is that if you want to keep doing business with Napa, they do have the Delco pump available. You can get that through them also, as you can from quite a few aftermarket retailers. So the dealership is not the only place that has Delco anymore. It's certainly a fine place to get a Delco pump, but there are other options for you. And if you're going to go exchange that Napa pump for a Delco one, that might be the easiest thing for you to do, is simply return the old one and have them get you the Delco brand if that's what you want to do.
Okay. Tell you what, let's do. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ann, who is calling from Golden Valley. Good morning, Ann. What can we do for you?
Good morning. Hi. I have a question. I have a 2016 Chevrolet Malibu, and I'm noticing lately if I have the fan on, when I'm driving and I come to a stop, like at a stoplight, I hear what sounds like liquid splashing around. What is that?
Well, there's a couple of options. One is that there's actually liquid down in the bottom of your heater box that is left there from the air conditioning. And if the drain for that heater box is plugged and not letting the water out, so in any case, you're going to have to take it in and get some help on this, because you'll have to get the car up on the hoist if that that drain needs to be cleaned out so that the water will rush out. The other thing that can happen is if you have a little bit of air in your coolant, if you have an air bubble in the heater core, you'll hear gurgling going on in there. And I don't hear the noise. I'm not sure what it is. But if it truly sounds like you have water splashing inside your car, then that would be left over from the summer season when you had the air conditioning running, and that water needs to be drained out of there. And you should also have the floor checked underneath the carpet, and be sure there's no water left under there too.
Okay. Good luck with that, Ann. Thanks for the call. 651-989-9226. You want to call it in or text it in, same number applies. Let's go to Waconia. I think Carl has been waiting there. Carl, you're on with Dan.
Yes, this is Carl. And I have a 02 Town and Country, and my speedometer works when it wants to. Have you ever had that problem? And one other thing, I have turned the key about 6-8 times once in a while before it starts. The battery's good, so I'll listen.
Yeah, well, for both of those problems, the first thing that I would try is to disconnect the battery, leave it disconnected for about 15 minutes to a half an hour, and then hook it back up. Mm-hmm. By doing that, what you do is you kind of reboot all of the computers, and oftentimes, especially on those Chrysler products, that'll make a big difference. I guess to finish that thought, when you actually do disconnect the battery, disconnect both of the battery cables, disconnect them from the battery, and then touch them together. And that will discharge any residual power that's still stored in the vehicle and run everything completely dead and completely reset everything. And I would sure try that and see if that doesn't take care of both those problems. It very well might.
Oh, very good. All right, thanks, Carl. We're going to take a quick break. We have more show to come. Now, keep in mind, Dan will be here only till about 7:45 this morning when Jack Farrell steps in. So if you do have any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in. Again, same number applies, 651-989-9226. We'll grab some text messages, too, as we promised last week. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. If you're new to the show, Dan, tell everybody where you guys are located.
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand. You can find us on the web at Lloyd's Automotive, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call. Big Nick will be there this morning, 651-228-1316.
Who just had a birthday, I believe.
He just did have a birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. The big 40.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Remember when you were 40, Denny?
No.
I do.
No, I do indeed.
You know,
do,
you think you're growing up and you think you're getting old, but I look back at when I was 40 and I was still just a kid.
And like, still learning.
And still learning, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was at 60, too, still
yeah,
learning.
Yeah, I know. Fortunately, we are. I'll tell you what, we've got the callers to help out. We have texters to help out as well. If you have any kind of a car care question for Dan, we have text messages we'll get to and the callers. Speaking of which, Bill, I think, is calling us with a question on a particular topic. Bill, good morning. What's your question for Dan?
Good morning, Danny and Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, I've got two vehicles. I lost a set of keys while I was blowing out my driveway last winter. Keys for a 2014 Focus and a 2012 F-150. I've talked to a couple dealerships, and it sounds like it's a pretty spendy proposition to have both of those keys replaced. Is there another way that I can replace these keys without going through the dealership that won't be as expensive as a Ford dealership wants to charge me?
What do you think, Dan?
Well, yes, there are aftermarket locksmiths that are fully capable of dealing with all of that, and actually they've gotten quite remarkable with their access to the computers and the security system and all that. And that's what makes it expensive, is those new keys need to be reprogrammed and to get them electronically working with the car again. And but I would certainly shop that around, do a Google search or something and see if you can't find an aftermarket locksmith in your neighborhood that does a good job on the automotive part of the locksmith business.
Okay.
And it's become a big part of their business, and most of them are under it, and most of them do a really good job at it.
Oh, it's good to know. So there you go, Bill. Thank you. 651-989-9226. That's both for your call and your text messages. Let's talk to Dick in South St. Paul with a question for Dan. Go ahead, Dick. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I've got a 2011 Toyota Camry. And when I drive off, you know, in the morning and during the day, low shifting, I hear a clunk in the back. Would that be transmission or would that be a rear end?
Well, maybe Camry would not have anything going to the rear end, so that But at any rate, when the vehicle is shifting, of course, the a whole bunch of things are moving, and it certainly could be a suspension part that you're hearing. It could, certainly could be from the transmission. It could be from a drive axle. But the bad news is there's a whole bunch of things involved in the vehicle while it's shifting. And of course, when it's shifting, everything is moving. The good news is if you take it into your shop or have a professional go for a ride with you and listen to the noise or listen to the clunk, they'll pretty quickly be able to zero in on at least an area that they should look at and give you some sort of idea as to what you're looking for. So that's what I would recommend is take it in, let a pro put an ear on it and see what you're really listening to.
Yeah, very good. Texter says this, oh boy, we've talked about this before. Car smells like a dead animal. How do I find whatever it is? It's the vents. There's an odor in the vents.
Yeah, that's, they don't say what kind of car it is, I suppose.
No,
but
no.
The first thing that you're going to want to do is get into the cabin air filter area because that's oftentimes where the mice will nest, oftentimes right on top of the cabin air filter. So that would, or in the heater box, somewhere in the heater box. And the cabin air filter gives you access to that stuff to look at. But boy, I'll tell you, it can get very complicated. First of all, it's a horrible job. None of my guys in the shop want to do it, but we do go in search of that smell. But oftentimes an awful lot of the car needs to be disassembled to get at it. And you have no option. It needs to come out because that smell's not going to go away until it does.
Well, not only that, we've talked about it too, that not only a dead animal, but the damage these critters can do chewing on the wires. I mean, thousands of dollars of damage. A friend of mine had $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah. It can wreck a car.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, and the smell can wreck a car too. Well,
absolutely, for sure.
So rodents are a big deal. And while we're on that topic, the best way to keep rodents out of your car is to keep food out of your garage.
Yes.
You know, the dog food and the bird, especially the bird seed, the mice love to get into that,
yeah.
And they find it and they'll get in. But if they get into your garage and find nothing that they're looking for, then they'll leave your cars and your garage alone. So keep the food out of your garage.
Good idea. All right, tell you what, Jim, Doug, hang on the phone. We're going to take a quick break here. We will be with Dan till about another 15 minutes or so, and we'll pick up on more of your phone calls and your text messages in just a moment. 651-989-9226 is our phone number and text number, and Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we have both. So let's get to it here before you take your leave. Jim in St. Paul, I believe, is first up here. Jim, you're on CCO with Dan.
Hello. Say, back to that fuel pump question. I can picture myself doing the same thing, and why wouldn't that Napa pump work, and what's the deal on that?
Well, if coincidentally the pump actually did fail, any brand, that it happens to us all the time where we install a part and it is a bad part out of the box, which is very frustrating for us, very frustrating for anybody, especially when it comes to putting a fuel pump in. But I don't know. If the fuel pump indeed did fail, that's unfortunate, and you'll have to do it over again. The thing you have to be careful of is that the fuel pump is really not the problem. It certainly could be a power problem, a supply problem. There could be a whole bunch of other things that are wrong with it. I guess I'm just answering the question based on the fact that he thinks it's a defective pump, and it may be.
And you didn't work on that vehicle. You're sitting here on the radio.
I don't want to do it over again for free either.
No, of course not. Yeah. No. All right. Texas says this. I store my mom's car in my garage for the winter. Do you recommend using a trickle charger or running/driving it every so often to keep the battery charged? Thank you.
Yeah, either or both. Both would be a great choice. It's just not good for a car to sit.
Right.
So if we get some nice days in the wintertime and you want to take your car out for a drive that's being stored, that's a great idea. Do that. That's the best thing. As we've said before, if you're going to store a car, what you don't want to have happen is the battery to go dead and the battery to freeze. So if the battery freezes, it ruins it. If the battery won't freeze unless it goes dead, if it goes dead and freezes, it ruins the battery. So that's the biggest thing you have to deal with when you're storing a car. And then we've talked about using some gas stabilizer, you know, for winter storage. Put that in. That's a good idea. Maybe overinflate the tires. That's probably a good idea. But either remove the battery and put it in a warm, well-ventilated place, or put a trickle charger on it, which is a good idea. There's all sorts of those out there now. And
they're not really expensive.
No, they're inexpensive, and they work well.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do that.
All right. Back to the phones. Doug in St. Paul is next on CCO. Doug, you're on with Dan.
Yeah, I'm going to be real quick. First of all, in regards to the key, the gentleman that had the trouble with the key, I had a problem like that, and it was in the dead of winter. And there are a number of good locksmiths that have actual mobile units. I had a gentleman, I think he came from South St. Paul. I live in St. Paul, right near Lloyd's. And this gentleman came out, actually it was 7:30 in the evening, that he finally got to me. He did the programming. It takes a little while, but it's a lot cheaper than going to the dealership, and he had the fob and the whole nine yards to get it done. It was a little pricey, but it sure saved me a lot of getting around to try to, you know, in the snow and that type of thing to get it done. The other thing about Lloyd's, I have dealt with them twice, and they are top shelf, 100% excellent people to deal with. They gave me a ride home. They made sure that everything was right. They didn't fix a part. They told me that it would be, for the old vehicle that I had, not the best thing to do. So I'm a strong believer in their operation and the people right. that they have.
Excellent. So. Yes, and that was unsolicited, Dan. I want you to know you didn't set it up. I didn't set it up. Thank you, Doug. You're absolutely right. Right.
You should just let him keep going for the rest of the show. That was perfect.
We'll send you a recording of that.
Yeah, so
we'll
all right.
Play it back. Thank you,
Doug. I appreciate that. Yeah,
absolutely true. All right. We have text messages the rest of the way because I know you're going to be with us just a few more minutes here. Here is a text. The 2006 Camry dropped 3 pennies in the gear shift area there. Will I run into problems?
Well, you could run into problems, but I don't think you'll run into problem unless you know it. There's certainly a lot of safe places inside that gear shift area where those pennies could drop. So if you don't experience any problems, I wouldn't worry about it. If you do experience some sort of problem, it's not as scary as it looks for us to get in there and retrieve those pennies either. So I think most likely it's no problem at all. Don't worry about it. But if you experience something different, then let someone know, and they can take that apart pretty simply and get at that.
Okay. Texter says this, some vehicles have no access in the wheel well to access headlights. Is it possible to add an access onto the wheel well itself?
Well, yes, it is possible to do that, to cut a hole in the wheel well and then repair the hole. You know, for us to put the car up on the hoist and take the car or take the wheel off and actually remove the wheel well a little bit is pretty simple. So that's always what we do. We would never cut your wheel well. But if that's what you want to do, so you do have access to your headlights, I've seen that, and I've seen where people do that.
Mm.
The one thing that I would warn you is after you cut the wheel well, make sure you repair it, because the wheel well is there to keep all the mud and slop from getting up into the lights and into the other electronic components that are on the other side of that wheel well. So make sure that you repair it properly if you do that.
All right. Another text we saved, have lived in Minnesota for decades, never had snow tires on any car. My regular tires are always high quality. I just drive in the neighborhood, not on the freeway, not out of town. Is that okay?
I think it's just fine. Most people don't put snow tires
on.
That's true. If you do put snow tires on, you'll like it. I'll guarantee you that. It's the difference is remarkable. But I don't put snow tires on my car, and I know you don't put snow tires on your car.
No.
And they're all-wheel drive. We both drive all-wheel drive vehicles, and our cars do just fine in the snow,
yep.
Especially if you don't drive a lot.
And especially if you do get good quality tires.
Well, and if you, on the day that it snows a foot, you don't have to go out. That's the best answer.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, stay home.
Last week and today we talked about cleaning, you know, washing, waxing cars. And a texter sent in a tip. Old undershirts work for me. Wash windows in the garage in the shade and make sure the windows are cool. I found if windows are hot, they will streak.
There you go.
Know, that off-gassing. Here's another one. 2007 Pontiac G5s often at stops, it must be. Misprint here. At stop signs, and also the speedometer bounces up and down from 0 to 80 when you're at a stop.
Yeah. Obviously, there's something wrong with the instrument cluster, and I've talked about this before. We take those instrument clusters out often and send them into a repair shop that electronically repairs the instrument cluster, and there's lots of them around, and they're readily available. So if you're having that trouble, just bring it in, and somebody will remove that for you and send it out and have it repaired.
All right. You know what? We're just about out of time. One quick one here. Texas says, I used E85 in my car twice when I shouldn't have. Any harm done? 2017 VW.
Well, if the car ran okay on it, it was probably mixed with an
diluted,
upright. Yeah,
probably.
If it would not run on full E85. If the car ran okay and the fuel has gone is now gone and the car's working okay, don't worry about it. It'll
be fine.
You'd have no moisture left in your gas. I'll guarantee you that.
All right. Tell you what, let's do another show next week.
Sounds good.
All right, very good. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive. What's the phone number? Because I know you're open today.
Yeah, we are open today. 651-228-1316. Give us a call.
Go wish Big Nick a happy birthday.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive.